customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment. Please try again later.
L'abonné que vous désirez joindre ne peut vous répondre en ce moment. Veuillez réessayer un peu plus tard.
Hey Jawheads, this is Matt Kay. Cinema Jaw is brought to you this week by Stanley Helps. Check out Stanley Helps at stanleyhelps.net. It's a podcast by a guy named Stanley Parco. He loves cats and he loves making money online. He's on a journey to learn more about making money online and he wants to take you along for the ride. It's a great podcast. I've listened to all the episodes. I encourage you to check them out. They're also on iTunes and stanleyhelps.net, and we thank him for his support of Cinema Jaw.
You're listening to Cinema Jaw, the greatest music podcast ever, recorded on location this week at C2E2 in Chicago. My name is Matt Kay, and with me is
Ryan the Movie Guy. And this week on Cinema Jaw, Matt, we're all a bunch of nerds as we hang out at Chicago's Comic and Entertainment Expo.
I've said it before, and I will say it again. I am wearing underoos. Captain America.
Doesn't surprise me.
I knew that was going to be your next question.
It was between that or Spider-Man.
Yep.
Probably putting on the Spider-Man ones tomorrow.
Well, I got some Thor ones as well, you know. I like to mix it up. Batman, you know.
I got to say, this is my fifth time now being at C2E2. Prior to doing Cinema Jawheads, I had never been to a comic expo before. And Matt was all into these things. And he kept pushing me to go to C2E2. We'll do promotion for the podcast. We'll get some interviews. And I got to admit, Matt, it took 5 years. But I'm actually having a little bit of fun.
See, now you just got to start reading some comics, man.
One thing at a time. Maybe for the 10-year anniversary, I'll tell you what's in my pull box. Is that the term?
Yes, it is the term. When we're done recording, I'm going to take you over there to where the booths are, and I will buy you a good comic book.
Hey, that would be great. You should.
I'll get you started.
Okay, you buy me a comic book. We'll take a picture. We'll put it out on Twitter.
All right.
That'll be hilarious.
Deal.
So we are hanging out here in Artist Alley, which is just an awesome place to be. There's so many creative people here, and we got so many connections, and we're hoping to get some great interviews as well.
Yeah. I'm excited. We actually have a couple of really fun ones lined up.
Yeah, it's a jam-packed jaw here at C2E2. We have interviews lined up with Ashley from Allied Integrated Marketing. She's doing promotions, and this is really exciting, Jawheads. We are going to get tied up with her company here and help bring you guys a bunch of free movie stuff. She's going to be on talking about Godzilla, and hopefully we'll twist her arm and get some posters and some T-shirts. Or
maybe even some movie passes.
Maybe even movie passes. We'll hit her up for anything. So that's going to be pretty cool.
We also have J. Anthony Kosar, who is a special effects makeup artist. And he's doing some crazy stuff over there at his booth, man.
I walked by that. That is some wild stuff.
It's really impressive. I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him like what kind of special effects movies that he likes. And then the old school stuff, the prosthetics, none of the CGI stuff.
I agree.
I mean, man, he's doing some crazy stuff over there with like makeup on people's faces and adding like limbs and all kinds of weird stuff.
I know. That's one of the things I'm most excited about for Star Wars is the fact that they said we're going back to the practical effects. Less CGI. I think that's great. So.
Yeah. We also have an interview lined up with Chuck Moore from Comic Related, which is a new website that we're a part of. It's just an awesome thing to be a part of because it's a great group of podcasts to sort of be lined up there with.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. His website's not new. It's just Cinema Jaw being on Comic Related that's new. They've been around for a long time. They're the best place to go for news on comic books and podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah, we've met Chuck a couple of times throughout C2E2 history, but we've never had him on the jaw. I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm excited. Like you said, Rye, I think I've been bumping into him for like 6-7 years at least.
Yeah, yeah. We also are going to ask Chuck to take you on in trivia in honor of being at C2E2, Matt. We are going to be playing comic villain movie trivia.
I'm awesome at that topic.
Okay. And, yeah. And when Ashley gets over here, we're actually going to ask her to judge us on a cinema war looking at these villains. I just can't believe this is even a good idea. Believe it or not, they're going to start making franchise films on the villains of Spider-Man, Matt.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
No, it's not. It's just a cheap way to make more junky films.
You see all these people in this room, man? That's exactly the kind of thing they want.
Cinema War. All right. You're going down this week.
No, I don't
guarantee
think so.
It. Yes, absolutely. Plus a couple of movie reviews. Independent movie coming out in limited release. called Blue Ruin. I have a review of that. And Matt, you caught something on Netflix.
I did. It's called The Punk Singer, a nice documentary streaming on Netflix right now.
So, as always, Matt, a jam-packed jaw.
Indeed.
One thing that I wanted to bring out early in here was it was heck getting Elias into C2E2. He's been banned for years. We had to stuff him into the jaw box and literally carry him all the way to our booth. Let's open that thing up.
Yeah, he's got to be bumped around in there.
What's your pleasure, Mr. Cotton?
The box.
We got a box! Oh, what's in the box?
Whoa, what's going on, guys? I've been having a lot of fun here when you guys aren't looking and I run around and everyone's like, oh, man, there's Gollum, because I'm wearing my little glowing cloth. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun here.
I thought that was a cosplay. You really got to get some sunlight, man.
I'm playing into it. You know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I'm just, trapped
and
in this.
And he's scary skinny because of the one meal you give him a day.
I thought he, you just don't eat a lot, man. You wanted more food? I'll give you two crackers from now on.
I'll at least take one of these, what do they got, those Galaxy Hero drinks from Revolution Brewery. Give me one of those.
At your weight, it'll only take one.
Yeah, exactly. It'll keep me drunk till next C2E2.
He's a cheap date.
But how are you enjoying C2E2 so far, Elias?
It's a blast, man. There's just an insane amount of people who just want to talk about movies or pop culture. It's really cool.
It is.
I agree. Yeah, this place is, if I could live here, I would.
Yeah, well, same here. Don't take me back in the jaw box. Yeah. Just keep me in McCormick Place here.
But after on Monday, it's going to be pretty lonely in here.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
I'll make do.
Yeah. All right, get back in that jaw box. We'll probably need you later.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Matt, we threw a poll question up on our booth here, and we've been asking people to vote on it, and I think we should cast a vote as well.
Yes, let's.
Because we're at C2E2, it's a fun pop culture question. We got some big, big-time movies coming out here, Matt, so we threw this poll question out. It is, which blockbuster film are you looking forward to the most?
What are my choices?
The Avengers, the second one, The Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
Batman vs. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of heavyweights there, Matt.
Sure.
And also Star Wars Episode 7.
Okay. No contest.
Where are you putting your vote?
I'm putting it in a galaxy far, far away. I'm going with Star Wars. It's freaking Star Wars. I love me the Avengers.
I can't believe we are agreeing on this. I thought for sure you would be going Avengers.
I love the Avengers, but I'm sorry. Star Wars is Star Wars. It's an institution.
I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm so excited that J.J. Abrams is behind this. A little leery that it's Disney, but it could open up doors that I sort of actually like the spinoff idea that they're having, and we might get like a Boba Fett movie. That's pretty cool, I think. So
I agree.
I'm definitely most excited for Star Wars Episode 7, much more excited than I was for any of the prequel films.
I don't understand why so many people are saying, it's Disney, so I'm not going with that. I think Disney's cool. I like Disney. They did Frozen, they did Wreck-It Ralph, they've done a lot of great animated films. Disney, I'm a fan.
I agree with you there, Matt. So what we thought, too, is we should ask some of these jawheads as they're coming up to our booth as we're recording this and throw the mic in front of their face and see who they're voting for.
Let's ask the audience.
My name is Emily, and I'm from Ionia, Michigan, and I voted for Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, because Tony Stark.
I'm Jake, I'm from Holderness, New Hampshire. And I voted for Avengers because I think it really has the most potential to be a good movie. I think everything else is just going to be thrown together and, I don't know, not as good.
Okay, my name is Gwen. I'm from Peoria, Illinois. I voted for The Avengers 2 Age of Ultron because it's Marvel, not DC. And Star Wars should have stopped after 3 episodes.
I'm Dallas Ann. I'm from Peoria, Illinois. I voted for Avengers 2 Age of Ultron for the strong female characters that are consistent through all of Marvel Universe.
I'm Michelle. I'm from Chicago, and I voted for Batman and Superman because they're amazing, so why not?
I'm Taylor. I'm from Oklahoma City, and I voted for Batman vs. Superman because DC is obviously superior. They just haven't put enough into the movies yet. The comics are better scripted, and the characters are more human.
My name is Kara McLennan. I'm from Chicago, and absolutely Batman versus Superman. I'm a DC fan all the way, and that's a big debate. Who would win, Batman or Superman? Like, would Batman just destroy Superman before he even knew he was in a fight, or what? Like, I'm looking forward to that. That's awesome.
My name is Quandarius Neal, and I'm from Chicago. I voted for Avengers 2 because, you know, Marvel fan and Spidey got to get a chance, you know?
I'm Mike. I'm from Chicago, and I voted for Batman versus Superman because I think they need to really step up their game from DC because Marvel is kicking their butt.
I'm Max. I'm from Chicago. I voted for Batman versus Superman, but I didn't vote for Star Wars because Disney's producing it.
My name is Johnny Moulton. I voted for Batman versus Superman because this sounds awesome. I mean, compared to Avengers, we've seen Avengers before. Batman versus Superman, that hasn't been done. It's never been done. So, yeah. Ben Affleck better do a good job.
Mark from Salmonock. Really excited for the new Star Wars movie.
Danielle from Salmonock. I love Batman.
I'm Steve Bolin. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I voted for Star Wars because Star Wars is the best.
Brian Place, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I voted for Star Wars Episode 7 just because J.J. Abrams is going to do better than George. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree, by the way.
I'm Stacy. I'm from Chicago. I voted for Avengers Age of Ultron. Why? Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson. I mean, I think they're terrific in their roles, and I would watch them eat toast.
Well done. Thank you.
Boy, a lot of them right there, Matt, voting for the Avengers, huh?
It seems to be the winner at the moment, but, you know, you got to take in mind where we are.
Right. So. We are at C2E2, and obviously a lot of comic nerds. Sorry, guys. I know some of them
listening.
Yeah, are listening to the
podcast.
You know,
but with all the stormtroopers in the room, I was thinking maybe Star Wars would be getting them a little bit more love.
I agree. Here comes a guy walking right by us with a Star Wars shirt. He didn't vote. But we will have the results at the end of the Cinema Jaw. We'll let you know where the Jawheads place their votes.
Yes, we will.
All right, Matt. There was a new movie out called Blue Ruin.
I apologize for the mystery. I don't mean to scare you. You're not in any trouble. I just thought you should be somewhere safe when you found out. With somebody. He's going to be released. I don't know how much they are missed. It's an awful thing he did to them.
I saw this little revenge flick back in October at the Chicago International Film Fest. It then played at Sundance earlier this year and was picked up for distribution. I am so happy, Matt, to say that it is being released on April 25th in limited release. It is written and directed by Jeremy Soliner and tells the story of Dwight, played masterfully by Macon Blair, who is living out of his car when the film opens. Dwight reads in the paper that Teddy Cleland, a convict, is being released from prison. Dwight takes it upon himself to get revenge on Teddy for a crime he committed against his family. The brilliance of Blue Ruin comes from the fact that Dwight is no assassin. He is a quiet, regular Joe trying to kill someone. It proves difficult. Soon, he finds himself in a fight to protect not only himself, but his sister and her kid who have been dragged into the situation. Compared to many summer blockbusters, there are not many people that die in this movie, yet it comes off as very violent. This is because of the focus the director puts on the dangerous and bloody acts being carried out. The script is refreshing, and there are a few scenes here that will haunt you long after the closing credits. Seek this one out. Ride the Movie Guy's grade for Blue Ruin, 3.5 Jaws.
That sounds awesome, dude.
It is really good. You know, I took a total chance at the Chicago International Film Fest. You never know what you're going to see sometimes.
Sure.
You know, obviously you get the big ones and you're safe bet. This one, it just caught me in the program. I said, God, I read the description and I thought, I got to check this movie out.
I don't like that title, though.
It's awesome. And the car that Dwight drives in is almost a character in the movie as well. You know,
nice.
It's an old beat up car. And the director was on hand, actually, for a Q&A, and I went up to him afterwards and talked to him for a little bit and, you know, congratulated him on the film. And we sort of talked about the violence of the film, and he talked about how it's funny that you walk out of this movie and you're like, boy, that was violent. And there's only, like, three people that die in the movie, you know,
right,
compared to some of these movies we're seeing, you know, for instance, Captain America that I saw a couple weeks ago, there's probably 100 and some people that died in the movie.
Yeah, it's cartoony violence.
Right, but when it's when you're talking about like a regular Joe trying to get revenge on somebody and carry out this like sinister act of killing someone, it's really draws you in.
So, that sounds awesome.
It's opening up in limited release, Jawheads. You'll have to seek it out. It is playing here in Chicago. Blue Ruin is the title of it. I'm sure you'll be able to catch it online as well. So.
Cool.
Do that. Now tell me about this documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, it's streaming right now. It's one that a lot of people have been waiting for to begin streaming. It's called The Punk Singer. And it's about, are you familiar with Kathleen Hanna?
I am not.
She is the lead singer, or was the lead singer of a band called Bikini Kill. And then she formed another band called La Tigra, which you might be more familiar with. And she's, one of the things I learned about her, I didn't know this, she's actually married to Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys, Adam Horowitz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's, the documentary is about her struggles through her early punk rock career and how she brought feminism to the forefront in punk rock. She is one of the co-founders of the Riot Girl movement. And it was just a really great documentary about Riot Girl, about Kathleen. I found a new respect for her. I've always been a fan. I really like Bikini Kill, but this movie taught me a lot about her, taught me a lot about the Riot Girl movement and feminism in art, and I found it highly enjoyable. I would give this one a definite 3 Jaws.
Nice. I'll have to check that one out.
You should, man. It's a nice, quick watch, and it's really good.
Awesome. Awesome. Boy, oh boy, we got people voting on our poll like crazy, huh, Matt?
I know, we're running out of stickers, man.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. And it looks like our first guest here, J. Anthony Kosar, makeup artist himself, is standing by our booth. We gotta get him all situated and get an interview in here.
Yeah, let's get him in here.
Yeah, so let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have an interview with not only J. Anthony Kosar, but also Ashley and Chuck, plus trivia and a cinema war. Boy, oh boy, it's jam-packed as always, so we'll be back on Cinema Jaw.
All right, we're back here at C2E2. We are joined now by Anthony Kosar. Welcome to Cinema Jaw, Anthony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Is this your first time at Cinema Jaw?
Yes, it is.
At Cinema Jaw, yeah. What about C2E2? Your first time at C2E2?
No, I've been here since the show started, so...
Oh, awesome.
Really? Oh, so all four, this is the fifth year.
Fifth year, yeah. I thought it was 5 years.
It's
yeah.
growing, isn't it? It just keeps getting bigger,
yeah. I like it. It's just the right size. It's not too crazy, not too packed, but it's pretty awesome show.
It's just right.
So as we mentioned, J. Anthony Kosar, he does this awesome makeup here, and at a show like this, people love to get made up, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. Everybody wants to be some character or creature.
How long have you been doing makeup such as this?
I've been doing it since I was 16. That was when I made my first prosthetic, so about 12 years now. And just been teaching myself ever since.
Yeah, we should describe his artwork for the listeners. It's not just makeup. This is like full-on prosthetics, like monster-making FX makeup.
Yeah, characters, creatures, basically turning people into non-people.
Was there a movie when you were younger that influenced you to get you into that? Because usually, like for me, I would picture the music video Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. There's Thriller. I also love the, as far as music videos go, I also love the Meatloaf I Do Anything video where
right.
it's the Beast. You know, so all that played into it. The movie Legend was
oh, yeah.
some of the best makeups I've ever seen. And Jurassic Park ruined me for life because it's my absolute favorite movie. And that's what got me into special effects.
That's awesome.
Do you do other kinds of special effects besides, I mean, because you mentioned Jurassic Park, which is mostly CG stuff.
Well, there's CG, but I'm talking more about like the stuff Stan Winston and his crew did with the, you know, the actual size dinosaurs and animatronics and things.
That's awesome.
Stan was my hero. So.
And it's funny that you mentioned Stan because, you know, being movie fans, like for me, for instance, I like when, you know, so-and-so, maybe a James Horner does a score because I like the music or whatever. But I don't know like the makeup guys or the special effects guys that well. Are you pretty
right.
familiar? Like when you see a movie, you're like, oh, I'm going to see this because so-and-so is behind this project.
Exactly. You know, and you can tell by the different styles. Like Stan Winston, for me, not just Jurassic Park, but I mean Aliens, Predator, Terminator, Batman Returns, Edward Scissorhands. Did I say that one? So, you know, just so many, even as up to Iron Man and Avatar. So.
Wow, you're teaching me something. I didn't know about Stan Winston at all. So, yeah. You know who I'm a big fan of is as far as FX makeup, Tom Savini.
Tom Savini, yeah, Tom Savini. He's great with a lot of the horror films, and
sure,
he's kind of a cult classic.
Have you worked on a lot of horror, or have you done films? I mean, I'm assuming you probably have.
Yeah, I've done some films. I've done some independent projects out here in Chicago, and both features and shorts. And then I actually got to intern for Stan before he passed away in 2007. Got to work on Avatar and Indiana Jones 4.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
I was going to say, it's almost like not work because you probably just love doing this so much. Does it feel at all like work to you?
No. I mean, it's something that you have to love because it takes so much time. You know, there's a lot of sleepless nights because you're always just working, but you forget that you're still awake because you're just having so much fun working.
That's great, man. When you get to do something you love for a living, that's living the dream, man. Yeah.
And what's cool about it, too, is every project that we do, no two projects are the same. So every experience is different, and then the outcome is different. So it's always fun to work at it, and then, you know, you get your highs and lows, but then when you finally get it done and completed, you can step back and appreciate the time and everything that went into it, and then you're ready for the next one, you know?
Sure. And do you have a favorite mask or prosthetic that you made that stands out that was like, this is the zenith, this is the top, you know?
Yeah, you know, as far as prosthetics go, like on the show Face Off, the favorite one I got to work on was the bioluminescence one where he had the double paint job, one in regular light, one in UV. So I just like that as a painter. But as far as like projects go, at my booth now I've got two projects that one was a personal project of mine I did in 2011. It's a life-size pig.
Oh, yeah, the Frankenswine.
Yeah, Boris Frankenswine. It was a labor of love working on him. And then just recently, last week, we finished, me and my crew, a project that I designed, and then we all sculpted and worked on the painting and the hair and everything else. And they're three teenage awkward monster boys. Dracula, Frankenstein, and the Wolf Boy. So,
That's awesome, man.
That's probably another labor of love. It was for a project, but we just enjoyed it so much. It was for Joshua Hoffine, horror photographer.
Awesome. Awesome. And as far as movies out, say this summer or this year or within the year period is probably the best. What's the best that you've seen, makeup, prosthetics, that kind of stuff that's really blown you away lately?
It's really crazy because honestly, I haven't... Because I work so often, I don't have a chance to get to the movies as often as I can. It killed me to even. I haven't even seen The Hobbit 2 yet. So I know. The only movie I got to see in the theaters for a while was the last 300 movie that just came out. And,
right.
And they got some cool prosthetics in that. I think they definitely upped the prosthetics from the last movie. So I can't really give you based on what I've seen, but from what I've seen on just one movie. That had some good ones.
So now you're doing a classes, I guess, a school for FX makeup, right?
Right. We have a school at my studio in Westmont, Illinois, Cozart Atelier. It's a school for entertainment arts. So we do everything from different forms of mask making and sculpture, different types of makeup and effects, everything from two-dimensional makeups and face painting all the way up to out-of-the-kit makeups and sculpted prosthetics. Dental making, you know, a little bit of everything, and we're constantly adding new classes, just trying to bring a different aspect of art into Chicago and, you know, bring Hollywood here.
Awesome. And it's growing, too, because we obviously now have that CineSpace studio on the southwest side, and there's a lot more filming going on here. For the jawheads listening to this, and we have a lot of fans that are doing independent projects, they want to learn more about the school. Where's the best place to do so, find that information online?
You can go to CozartAtelier.com. Atelier actually has a silent R. So it's A-T-E-L-I-E-R. All the information on the classes, prices, all the prices are pretty low for what they are. They beat all the other competitors, even though they're all in California. And... all materials included in the fees, and just come out and have fun all weekend based. So classes are kind of a la carte. It's not like a 12, 6-month thing. It's whenever you want.
Where's the location?
It's at my studio in Westmont.
Westmont, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, this would be something up your alley.
Yeah,
Matt.
I might go. I'm serious. I might come out.
It's fun, man. You can uncover something within you, unlock the demons within.
There you go.
And sculpt your own.
So we've been asking all our guests this week our poll question, which is up on our booth here. Being C2E2, pop culture weekend here, what summer blockbuster are you looking forward to most in the upcoming years? Because there's three big movies,
right.
That being The Avengers 2,
Age of Ultron,
Batman vs. Superman, or
Star Wars.
Episode 7.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's a hard question because I'll be honest, I'm a little concerned with all three. Batman's my favorite, has always been my favorite superhero, so I'm excited to see it. A little concerned about the team up, though.
The casting choice?
I'm very concerned about the casting choice.
Yeah, it's controversial.
It might be better than George Clooney, though, so... I think that, you know, The Avengers was a great movie. Sequels always, hopefully they can do it. But I think I'm going to have to say Star Wars. I'm a little concerned, not concerned, but I'm a little excited about what Disney will bring to the table. We all saw the first three episode movies. And as a practical effects guy, they took a lot of the practical effects out of the movie with a bunch of digital work. So, I know they want to bring it back to prosthetics for the new ones with J.J.
Yeah,
Abrams.
So exactly.
I'm, that's what I'm excited for. I'm excited for the new Star Wars.
So am I. That's where I casted
that
my vote.
Is mine as well.
And I agree with you. There's something special about seeing the practical effects that I think is gone away. Like, I loved Captain America, too, you know. And I'm not a huge comic book fan, so that's saying something, Matt. But at the same time, these action sequences are so CGI that it's not special anymore. I like a good practical... Yeah. Prosthetic and effect. I want to see that, and I think that's what JJ's going for.
Yeah, I hope so, because it brings realism. The actors can relate to that better. I think as the audience, we don't like focus on how crazy something is. Like, now they're just going so over the top because they can, but it's not like that they should. So with makeup effects, it's real. You can't replace the eyes. That's the one thing. You can't replace the eyes, and the digital eyes don't do it.
Yeah, you don't get that soul in there, you know?
It's all about that, man.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you, 100%.
It's awesome. So while you're here at C2E2, do people ask for a certain type of mask to be made? Or is there one in particular that's sort of popular that they like? Or do you just sort of go off the cuff?
Yeah, usually I like to go off the cuff. I like to create more my own original characters and things. I do take a commission on occasion when I have time, but... you know, it's kind of diverse. A lot of people, you know, that's why I usually tell people check out the classes, because they can make their own mask and, you know, whatever character creature they want to be, they can create that themselves.
Yeah, and I'm going to post some of the photos I took over at your booth in the show notes on the post for this episode. And I encourage all the listeners to check out those photographs, because your artwork, I saw somebody you had given a beak to yesterday, and they were so inhuman.
Yeah, that was Scott Mitchell, one of our team members, and
I couldn't even look at the guy. I mean, it was scary. It was like,
yeah, he did a great job. It was an alien makeup that he did back in fall, and brought it back out to here, and really, you know, knocked out of the park. He's a really talented artist. He was my first student. Took every first class I offered. And now he's been working with me, teaching at the studio and working on projects. So it's been great.
Awesome. One more time with the website.
CozartAtelier.com.
Definitely, Jawheads. Check it out. Thanks so much for coming on, and hope you have a great C2E2.
Great, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks a lot.
And we're back here at C2E2. We have Ashley from Allied Integrated Marketing. They promote movies, Rye.
This is pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. Ashley, welcome to Cinema Jaw.
Thank you.
Now, you had came over to our booth, and it's pretty exciting for the Jawheads listening to this that we are hopefully going to be doing some giveaways with Allied Marketing for maybe even Godzilla.
Yeah. So what I do at Allied Integrated Marketing is I work as a publicity and promotions intern. And what I do is I spearhead a lot of the college promotions for Warner Brothers. And right now on May 16th, we have Godzilla coming up. And so we're looking to do some promotions with blogs online, some podcast people, you know, just to get a big variety and get some word out about Godzilla out there.
That's awesome. So what types of promos do you do? I mean, a lot of the people that listen to our show are aspiring filmmakers and stuff. And I guess what goes into, you know, promoting a film?
Well, so for every film, we get directives from a movie, and they basically tell us, like, this is the type of things that you should look for. So, like, with I did Transcendence a while back before it came out on April 16th, I believe. We did a lot of college stuff with that. So they wanted bar nights. They wanted Johnny Depp movie marathons, you know, a lot of different things. And, like, I actually went to several film classes at UIC and, like, talked to students about what they thought about artificial intelligence films. You know, so it's just, it's going out there and, like, getting the word out about these movies and just seeing what everyone's reaction is.
It's funny that you bring up the artificial intelligence. I wanted to do a top five based on that because we always, you know, pick either the top five based on the guest or a new movie coming out. And when I saw that movie with Johnny Depp, I thought that would be awesome. There's some good ones, especially The Lawnmower Man.
Artificial intelligence movies? What about Her?
Great one.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one recently. What about you, Ashley? Got a favorite?
See, a favorite? I don't really have a favorite, but, like, I know that a lot of people were comparing Transcendence as a mixture of Her and The Matrix. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's basically...
I have not yet.
I haven't seen it yet either.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how good Johnny Depp is without makeup, you know? It seems those roles are not too good for him lately.
It's been a long time since he's gone au naturel.
Yeah.
You know?
He's always a man of many faces.
He is, indeed.
Now, you were mentioning, too, before we started recording, that you were at a bar that we have actually recorded live at, Headquarters Beer Cave, where you can play all these old school video games.
Yeah.
So what were you doing there yesterday?
So basically, like, when we do films, I was helping out another team with another intern doing Spider-Man stuff. So it's basically, like, just going there with promo items, some posters, and, like, just getting people to get excited about the film.
That's awesome.
It is. What movie? We got a poll question that people are voting on here. It's what big blockbuster, and since you are promoting these films, what big blockbuster are you looking forward to most? The choices are The Avengers 2, Batman vs. Superman, or Star Wars Episode 7?
I would have to say Avengers 2. I'm
really
a big fan of all of the guys in there, you know? So it'll be really interesting to see how they develop that movie.
I was wondering, a movie of that size, or as you're saying, Spider-Man, you don't think they're doing these, like, sort of like grassroots marketing campaigns, but in fact they are, because you usually think these big movies, you're thinking,
right, they got TV and radio and stuff like that.
We actually do that too in Chicago, so
sure.
Like, we work with a lot of the radio stations. We've worked with Red Eye a lot, who's actually also a sponsor of C2E2.
Yeah.
But we do work with them, so if they do see ads about movies and stuff, that's through our company.
That's awesome. And do you do some independent movies as well, some smaller projects come your way?
We do some smaller ones, but not as many, because we do have a lot of, like, big major companies under our name. So,
and do you guys just go by AIM? Because Allied Integrated Marketing is a mouthful.
No, we just say Allied sometimes, and
Allied,
we kind of get the gist of what it is.
What's the favorite thing that you've been able to give away? Do you have anything, sort of those cool tie-ins?
Let's see. For Godzilla, I would have to say the t-shirts, just because those are so cool. They have, like, Japanese print on them. So,
oh, I've seen them.
Awesome.
Are they the black and red ones?
Yeah.
Those are really cool.
And then we
cool.
also have one where it's, like, the actual Godzilla and the Japanese sun behind him. So, like, that's my favorite. We got some 300 bottle opener keychains that were pretty cool, and I think those have been my actual favorite, like, item so far.
Do keep some of them. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love swag, man.
Yeah,
freebies
it's awesome.
Are great.
Yeah, so hopefully the Jawheads, maybe we're going to have some Godzilla-type stuff to give away to some of the fans.
Yeah, we're hoping to do a promotion with you guys. So we'll be sending you some T-shirts, frisbees. We have beer koozies, so, you know.
Perfect.
Godzilla beer koozies?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How cool is that, man?
We also have dog tags that actually act as a bottle opener.
This is great. You are my new best friend, Ashley.
And I got to be honest, we went to, we had like a war, if this Godzilla was a good idea. I was not a fan because there's been so many, you know, Godzilla movies.
You just don't like fun. That's your problem.
But Ashley is selling me on it because of the swag. It's like, all right, this is pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See,
that's marketing, you know, at its best.
That is so cool. So are you on Twitter as well for the Jawheads who want to follow any type of movie promotions online?
Yeah. So for my personal Twitter account, I actually also post some passes for movies, so all they do is enter a code and then just put it into a website, and they'll get free movie passes for advanced screenings we have in Chicago.
Nice.
So they would see the movie for free before it even comes out in
theaters.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow you. What's the Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at @EliashDJ, so EliashDJ.
All right.
Okay, but your name is Ashley, which was very confusing to us.
Yeah, I go by I have two first names, so go by the second one.
Nice. Ashley, we have a segment here that we were hoping that you would help us out on. It's called
Cinema War.
And Cinema War works like this, Jawheads. This is where me and Matt battle on a topic each week. And our guest this week, Ashley, gets to play judge, jury, and executioner and tell the Jawheads who she thinks won the Cinema War. And it's important because me and Matt are battling for 20 seconds of precious jaw time to rant and rave on whatever we want. Now, a new movie, Spider-Man, is coming out.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And
it straight, Rye.
Yeah, and get a load of this. There's going to be more villains in there than there are superheroes here, and they're actually taking the idea of the Sinister Six and going to spin that into their own movie. Is this a good idea, Matt?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let the Cinema War begin.
Okay. Obviously, Sony Pictures needs to take a page out of Marvel Studios' playbook and build a movie universe, or else what good is it having all these character properties?
Yeah, but making a movie based on Spider-Man's villains is a sad attempt at making a franchise for Sony. These villains are in no way interesting enough for their own film.
Oh, that is so not true. How compelling was the Doc Ock character in Spidey 2? Often, the villains are more interesting than the hero. Why wouldn't we want to see a film series that explores these characters?
No. Who do we got here? Who are we talking about? The Lizard Dude? Sandman? The Rhino Man? Come on, save these guys for other Spidey movies, not on their own movie. I hate the idea.
I don't know, man. What it boils down to, and this is the bottom line, it's money. It would be a huge financial mistake for Sony to not use these properties to their fullest. I believe that they've learned how to create faithful films and fan-approved interpretations. Plus, who doesn't want to see a Venom movie?
I don't want to see a Venom movie. Matt, my point here is quality over quantity. Spider-Man 2 is one of the best comic book movies, mainly because of how great Doc Ock was versus Spider-Man. Concentrate on making a great Spidey movie first and foremost, and leave the villains off to the side. We are button heads here on Cinema War. As always, we throw it over to the lovely Ashley. What'd you think of the Cinema War?
Is it okay to do a tie?
No.
I'm convinced by both of you.
I know. It's tough. You got to pick a winner.
No, and you got to say why you picked that winner.
I think I'll go with Matt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ashley, you let me down. Boy, oh boy. Matt.
What did I do to win you over there?
I think, you know, it is quality over quantity, but have you seen the preview? Like, the quality of this film is so great. And with all the villains, like, hell yeah, I want to see that all together.
Boy, oh boy, I picked a fan of villains to be on the Cinema
War. Well, I think they've learned now. The comic book movies are so good now that they've learned how to not fuck it up. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They've learned how to make it good. So.
Yeah, well, that earns you 20 seconds of precious jaw time to rant and rave. Fire away.
I think my favorite part of C2E2 was meeting Allison Jones and William Dale. So my 20 seconds I'm going to use to say, Jawheads, come out to C2E2 in 2015 and visit us, because we will be here and we want to see you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed meeting them as well.
It was fun.
It was our first Jawhead meetup.
I know. They came all the way from South Dakota. I feel, you know, made me feel all warm and fuzzy, right?
That's great. So, Ashley, I know the Jawheads are going to be excited to win some Godzilla T-shirts and maybe even some of these bottle openers that sound so cool as dog tags as well. One more time for your Twitter handle, and people can maybe even get advanced movies.
So my Twitter handle is at @EliashDJ, EliashDJ.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on, Ashley.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We are back at C2E2. We got another guest, Ryan.
This is an exciting one, too.
It is. We are joined by Chuck Moore from Comics Related. What's up, Chuck?
I am honored because I have been to every C2E2. We've set up. We have tables here every year. I've seen you guys, and it's only recently that I've kind of gotten to sample the show. I am a devout fan. It's like every car trip I'm on, I've not only wanted to listen to your recent ones, I'm like working my way back through the history. So the honor is mine.
Wow.
You guys are just killing me with entertainment.
That's awesome.
This is a real jawhead we got here.
That means a lot coming from you too, because you got a podcast network.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got about 32 podcasts on Comic Related. I've been podcasting. I've 370 some episodes of the Related Recap, which is kind of interviews Indian small press creators.
Wow, 300, huh?
Yeah.
It's weekly, right?
Yes, it is, every week. I actually do 3 podcasts weekly, so yeah.
So that's what, like 5-6 years you've been doing it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. We crammed a lot in for a while. There's some shows where we do convention covers where we do 4 or 5 episodes a week, but yeah, so we did pick up a little, compress that time a little bit, but yeah.
We're just happy to be on Comics Related. We were thrilled, you know?
I love it, man. It's great. You guys bring a niche that we didn't have, and it's awesome.
Oh, man. Cool. Thank you. You know, we were talking, too, coming to C2E2 now, like, for the fifth year.
Yeah.
That when we first came here, it was... when we were promoting, it was actually difficult to get people to know what the podcast was.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have to explain, like, hey, you could get this for free. It's a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Now these people walk by, and they're like, I'm looking for a new podcast. It's tell us about that, about how you got started and sort of the evolution of the podcast, how popular it is now.
There was a show called Indie Spinner Rack, Charlito and Mr. Phil. They were incredibly popular. But they had this kind of fun banter, and that's what I like doing in podcasts is sitting down with somebody and not having, like, a sheet of questions I ask, but just starting a conversation and letting them tell their story about their life. And that one just had so much fun, and I got to know them at New York Comic Con, and they really inspired me to just try. And I decided, okay, I'm going to conventions anyway. Let me sit down and have some conversations, see if I can't try and be my own little Terry Gross and try and build what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And it just grew into something that I started seeing it as not just an avenue where I can interview. I don't interview, you know, your Matt Fractions, those type people. I go after the creators nobody's heard of because they don't get a spotlight on other shows. They have a hard time getting attention. And they have some of the most interesting stories, and some of them don't even really care if they ever make it big in comics. They're burning to tell a story. And it's that creative fire that's in them. And that's where I decided to make my show. So that's what I try to do.
And you're
that's
not awesome. Based out of Chicago, correct?
No, I'm out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I was at Lexington, Kentucky for about 24 years, but I just recently moved to Cincinnati.
And I would have never known that because we've seen you numerous times here at C2E2.
I'm everywhere.
So I just assumed, like, well, Chuck's probably from Chicago,
no,
you know?
No, I sure am not. In fact, the funny thing is I own a comic convention in Louisville, Kentucky, but I live in Cincinnati. So it's just like, I'm all over the world. I do everything I can.
That was the Derby City Con?
Yeah, Derby City Comic Con, yes.
You said that in the past tense. Don't you still do that?
I still own it, yes, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I can't. It's one of those things where you know, this is my full-time job, so it's like you're trying to keep up with everything you're doing. It just confuses yourself sometimes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So which conventions can people find comics related at?
Pretty much anything East Coast. I mean, I've never made it out to Baltimore. That's one I really want to hit. But, you know, all the regional ones, especially in the Ohio area, New York Comic Con, pretty much from New York down to Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're going to find us all through that area of the country. We do, I mean, 2011, I did 34 conventions in 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There aren't that many weeks in a year.
I didn't even know that there were that many conventions.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That is crazy.
Yeah. No, we do a mix of everything. And, you know, we're not just a podcasting network. We try and be a CNN and a comic related. So we do 12 to 16 stories every 24 hours. And we've been doing that for about 8 years. And we do it 365 days a year. So we've got a very dedicated team of writers from all over the world. And we also do a bunch of stuff just at shows. So, yeah, we love it.
I mean, knowing that you're doing this many podcasts and you say that you're listening to podcasts in the car, I mean, you are Mr. Podcast.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. There are people who are certainly, you know, you get into like the Comic Geek Speak and some of those guys. They have the history that I have.
They've been around for a long time.
There's a lot more people that can say they're Mr. Podcast. I just love doing it. I like hearing my own voice, so I'm willing to listen to it.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what motivated me. Yeah, I just like to hear myself talk.
I mean, I did radio. I traveled with the Unlimited Hydroplane series, working with ESPN. I've done a lot, and I just kind of brought it all back together to try and do these podcasts for comic related. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. It's a crazy story. Yeah.
It's so great, and I know we've talked about comics related on Cinema Jaw,
yeah.
But where's the best place for the Jawheads listening to this that might not have visited comics related to do so online?
Comic related is actually singular, not plural.
I'm saying it's plural.
That's okay. We actually bought, so many people do that, we actually went and found and bought the domain so we could have both to point to it.
Nice.
Good call.
Yeah. But comicrelated.com, over on the right hand side, there's a little we have an embedded podcast player. The latest show is always there in that player. There's a little link at the bottom, gives you all the shows that are on comic related. We're actually toying with the idea of maybe kicking out a 24-hour radio station. We've got so many shows going through and just running episodes all the time so people can listen, but we're seeing where we go.
That's cool, man. I'd tune in for sure.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
That's a blast.
Yeah.
Now, we have this poll question up throughout this entire C2E2, and we always want to ask each guest, what next big blockbuster are you looking forward to most? The Avengers 2, Batman versus Superman, or Star Wars Episode 7. Chuck, where are you placing your vote?
I voted for Avengers. I did. I was mainly because I was really late. I am horrible at seeing comic movies when they're first run. Like, I'm always, like, I just saw Avengers probably 2 months ago. Oh, wow. Which is really funny for a comic book guy.
You're way late to the game.
Yeah, but I had like this great dinner with ribs, and I was half drunk, and I got to watch it. It was one of the greatest movie experiences I had as just a fan. So I'm really psyched about that. I mean, the Star Wars, I grew up with Star Wars. I love it. I saw the first one in the theater with my dad. It's got great history, but Avengers for me, I got to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Matt both casted our vote on Star Wars.
I
think we're both very excited that J.J. Abrams
is behind.
I want
to see where it goes. I do. Yeah, I agree.
The thing with Star Wars is if he does a good job, this is opening up a whole new world of Star Wars, you know?
That's true. I agree with you. But for me, Whedon is the one person, if I ever interviewed him, I think I would lock up. So it's that's probably my biggest geek reach out, want to interview type guy. So
yeah, and on that note, who's the biggest guest that have interviewed on one of your podcasts?
I was at New York Comic Con. I got invited up by Warren Ellis to do a private interview in his room, and it was low lit. Warren was talking about wanting to start a religion and had a dominatrix with a whip cracking in the background. It's also the strangest interview I've ever done in my life.
Where's the video of this?
I know.
I bet you $10 Ryan doesn't know who Warren Ellis is.
That's okay. But that's probably one of my favorites, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so fun, you know, doing Cinema Jaw and just having all the different guests on. I love getting to know these guys, you know. And so cool.
Yeah. Last C2E2 we had J. Scott Campbell on, and Ryan's like, who's that? I'm like, dude.
I'm interviewing the guy. I have no clue who he is. Matt's crapping himself. That's J. Scott Campbell.
I know. It's what you love, man.
Right.
I mean, everything has its moment, and you find it, and you grab it, and, you know, for him it's comics. For you it's indie movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you say you've been listening to CinemaJaw a lot lately. What's your favorite segment of the show?
I am a huge lover. I do enjoy the Cinema Wars. You guys, because you have that ability to take it almost to the edge of where it sounds like you're really fighting, but I know, you know, you always come back. You're doing it with fun, and
right.
You're doing it with, and it's that slight nervousness that you can impart in an audience sometimes. I love that effect. But the guy from the Peaches and
Hot Sauce, James D'Amato.
Yes, the conversation you had where it just went off track about the Superman movie.
Yes.
That is
yes.
one of my favorite things I've heard so far on the show.
Because James is dead wrong about the Man of Steel. You know, and I don't expect that from a comic book guy like James. I thought he would be on
there
my page.
There you go.
And I love it when these comic book guys go the opposite with Matt. I sit there with the biggest smile on my face, and I'm like, eat crow, Matt, eat crow.
And I did that day.
But where does trivia rank on your favorite segments?
I like it. I'm horrible at trivia,
as
you're about to find out. But you know, you never know. I may pull something out and surprise myself. But I would say Matt has a good shot at running away and walking all over me, but we'll see.
Well, we are segueing into trivia. Yeah. Being at C2E2 Jawheads, we thought we would gear this towards comics. And we are going to be playing comic book villain movie trivia.
Okay, let's do this.
It works like this. Chuck, you're our guest. You get to choose if you want to go first or let Matt go first. There are steals, and if you get stuck on one, our engineer, the best in the biz, Elias Rodriguez, has clues to all the questions. You get one trip to the ER.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I will go second.
Oh, boy.
All right.
He defers to Matt. What a gentleman.
Here we go.
Question number one in comic villain movie trivia. Matt, which actress played Poison Ivy in the 1997 Batman and Robin film?
Uma Thurman.
I always wonder what you did for the sound effects. That's awesome.
There it is.
Okay.
The real jawbox.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
Question number two over to you, Chuck. Jamie Foxx, who was playing Electro in the new Spider-Man movie, played Ricardo Tubbs opposite Colin Farrell in this 2006 Michael Mann film.
Oh, my Lord.
Colin Farrell, Jamie Foxx. It was a Michael Mann film.
I am going to start the clean sweep of having no idea here, so I will say Ghost Rider. Thank you.
That's amazing. That's exactly what I was going to say.
There you go. All right.
Matt, it was came out in 2006. Michael Mann directed. Jamie Foxx, he played Ricardo Tubbs opposite Colin Farrell.
Collateral? That was with Tom Cruise.
Right. I was hoping Tubbs would help you guys out. We were looking for Miami Vice.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. Yeah, okay.
Yes. It is still 1-0, Matt K. Question number 3 is over to him. Kevin Bacon, who played Sebastian Shaw in X-Men First Class.
Sebastian?
What's his name?
Sebastian.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
In X-Men First Class, also starred in this 2003 Clint Eastwood film that also starred Sean Penn and Tim Robbins.
Mystic River.
Nice.
2-0. Come on, Chuck. Nice. Come on. Question number 4 is over to you. In the 2009 film X-Men Origins Wolverine, Liv Schreiber played the villain Sabretooth. Name the movie he starred in with Angelina Jolie in which she is thought to be a Russian spy working for the CIA.
Oh, my goodness. Interestingly enough, I only saw that movie about 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
So you know it.
Yeah, I do. But and I'm sorry. That last half hour I can't get back in life. I don't know. I'm going to have to
You have a trip to the ER.
I will take the trip to the ER. Let's do it.
Question number 4, a trip to the ER. Elias Rodriguez, what was the name of that Angelina Jolie movie?
Your clue is not Pepper.
Not Pepper. I want to say Salt something. Let's see. Salt. Oh, thank you. That's it.
All right.
I feel like I'm in The Hobbit and just accidentally got the question
there
right.
You go.
There we go.
It is 2-1. And I did want to note Jawhead's Chiwetel Ejiofor, famous now for 12 Years a Slave, is in Salt. So go back and watch it. It's a decent film. Yeah. 2-1. Matt, question number 5 is over to him. What actor played the villain Hector Hammond in the Green Lantern movie?
I'm going to go to the ER.
Oh, back-to-back trips to the ER. Elias Rodriguez, question number 5. What was the name of the actor who played Hector Hammond?
Your clue is Soldier Standing Post.
Soldier Standing Post?
Wow.
What the hell is that, Elias? Jesus. Somebody was drinking last night.
Oh, we need to put him back in the jaw box. Okay.
Sarsgaard?
Wow.
Oh. Well done. Oh. You see where Elias was going with that?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Elias.
That is awesome.
Well done. Wow. 3-1, Matt K. Question number 6 over to Chuck.
Okay.
We need all these ones here. Mickey Rourke, who played Whiplash in Iron Man 2, also starred in this 2000 Sylvester Stallone film in which Stallone plays a mob enforcer investigating his brother's death.
Oh, why couldn't it have been the wrestler? Okay, let's see.
You got Sly Stallone moving here, Chuck.
Oh, man. Stallone. No, I'm going to have to pass. I'm sorry.
Matt, you could blow this one wide open.
Adventures in Babysitting. No?
No chance.
Oh.
We were looking for Get Carter.
Get Carter.
Get
okay.
Carter. Mm. Can't say it was a great one. Still 3-1, Matt.
Okay.
All right. And question number 7 is over to him. Matt, name the actor who played Venom in 2007's Spider-Man 3.
Oh, what is his name? It's Topher Grace.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm in awe.
He wins this one because that is 4-1, but save some face here. Question number 8 over to you, Chuck. Name the actor who played the villain Blackheart in the 2007 Nick Cage movie Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow.
Nobody saw that movie.
Hey, we're at C2E2.
Sam Elliott. I don't know. Oh, well.
It was Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott, yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you, that would have made the movie a hell of a lot better.
It would have been. And it was Sam Elliott.
Matt, do you know who
just
played it?
Yeah. It was actually just Sam Elliott's mustache.
We were looking for Wes Bentley. Wes Bentley from American Beauty fame.
Okay.
Hey,
who is he in American Beauty?
He's the next door neighbor, the kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had to step up my game here with the trivia questions. We're at C2E2. I can't come with schlock questions that are just junk. You know what I mean?
You did a wonderful job.
Matt, you win this one 4-1. Can we get a handshake?
Absolutely. It was never in doubt.
Now we always have a jawbreaker in case it came down to a tie. Okay. This would have went right to you, Chuck.
Okay.
Better Spider-Man villain, Green Goblin or Sandman?
Oh, Sandman. I know.
That is incorrect, absolutely. See, Chuck gets the humor of this joke every week.
I do. I will defend my choice if you like, but no. You're right, for the record.
Yeah.
Because it could be summed up in a YouTube clip, and that was all you needed from the movie.
Yes.
Thank you.
The real jawbreaker was this. Age of Uma Thurman closest to? Chuck, you got a guess?
Oh, I would say she's 43 at this point.
He might not be great at trivia, but boy, oh boy, he nailed it. 43. Don't even take a guess, Matt.
That's a good guess.
That was my face save.
Well done. So, again, Chuck, thanks for coming on Cinema Jaw.
My pleasure. My honor, guys. This
has been a total blast. Yeah. And, again, for the Jawheads who want to check out Comic Related, the best place to do so?
ComicRelated.com.
And you're on Twitter as well?
Oh, gosh, yes. Charlie Rambles. You can find me on all social media. Just search on Charlie Rambles. Because I ramble.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Thanks for coming on,
hey,
dude.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Right. Thanks a lot. Oh, man. Chuck, what a great guy, huh?
Yeah, seriously. He was an awesome guy.
He was. And all our guests. I want to thank Ashley, again, from Allied Integrated Marketing. You heard it here, Jawheads. We're going to have some cool swag to give away for Godzilla.
Seriously, what a great connection we made in Ashley.
Totally. Yeah. We're going to have to buy her a beer at the bar at the Hyatt.
We absolutely shall. And J. Anthony Kosar, thanks to him, too.
Yes. And also, thanks to the Jawheads that made the trip from South Dakota.
Oh, big
Allison
time.
Jones, William Dale. That was a blast getting to see you guys and meeting you in person. The first Jawhead meetup, this was a lot of fun.
That was great, man. And like I said in my victory in the Cinema War, I hope to see more of you Jawheads here at C2E2. We will be here in 2015, so mark your calendars. They usually do it in April. We want to see you. Come on out, Jawheads. We want to meet you face-to-face.
I agree. We should let the Jawheads know who won the poll question.
Yeah, we should.
It is wrapping up here, Matt. Why don't you give the results?
Okay, well, it was pretty much a landslide. Star Wars did pick up some steam. But in third place, I would put Superman versus Batman is clearly the third place, followed by Star Wars Episode 7, and the winner is Avengers Age of Ultron.
Wow.
A landslide.
Yeah, it really, looking at the board here, we tallied over 300 votes at our table today, and Avengers won big.
Big time.
They came in droves, and they were just putting vote after vote at one time for the Avengers. I couldn't believe it.
I'm glad that Star Wars did pick up some steam because it was kind of dismal there for a minute.
It was, yeah. Boy, oh boy, I am exhausted. What a con this has been.
I love C2E2. You know, like I said, I wish I could just move in here. I would.
Too funny. We got to bring Elias out one more time. Thanks, Elias, for doing always the great job that you do, but doing it on location at C2E2 proves even more challenging.
Thanks, guys. It's really been a blast. And I'm glad we got these headphones because, man, there's just so much noise going on here. But we could hear each other clearly. Yeah,
I remember listening back to recently listening to our last C2E2 episode, and we're like shouting because you can't hear yourself without these headphones.
No, yes. And it's something kind of crazy when you're trying to conduct an interview and people are voting on our poll, and there's so much going on at our booth sometimes. It's really helps to have these headphones and be able to hear everything that's going on.
And I hope everybody's enjoyed the ambient noise because you could hear a little bit of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And thanks, guys.
Yep.
It's better than karaoke in the front bar mother, so.
So until next week, check us out on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter.
And keep on jawing about the movies.
Like, I'm looking forward to that. That's awesome.